But
hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Susan Gallagher?
This isn't him. Sorry.
But maybe you can help us out. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely, or just probably?
I think definitely.
Okay, thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age to make sure we speak to all ages?
28.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
That's 6.
Which number? 6, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Yes, satisfied.
Dissatisfied. And in a few words, what specifically makes you say that?
Trump's not president.
Okay. Just let me record that. Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you, I have standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, or the last three, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or other. From the list, what is the most important to you?
I would say right now, protecting our democracy.
Okay, thank you. And just let me record that. Okay, protecting our democracy and freedoms, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What does economical...
Your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or worse? Getting worse.
Getting better.
And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I guess staying the same.
Staying about the same. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold, okay? And you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know. The first one, the National Rifle Association, or NRA. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that? I'm sorry, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
40.
The Republican Party, in general, from 0 to 100?
15.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100?
95.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
Cornel West, from 0 to 100?
I'm sorry, who?
Cornel West. Do you recognize the name? Cornel West?
I do not, so I'm going to have to do an NA.
Okay, no problem. Tim Scott. Do you recognize the name? Tim Scott?
Not shit. That's another one I'm not familiar with. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. And the last one, Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100. How would you rate that?
Oh, gosh.
The organization 85. In general. 85, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried? Somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Not so worried.
Not so worried. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 70% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. How about that? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
The next one, America's diversity makes it stronger. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Strongly agree, somewhat, or disagree with that?
Strongly.
And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat. Somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
And the last two, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Strongly agree, somewhat, or disagree?
Can you say that one?
Yeah, no problem. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And the last one, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Agree or disagree with that?
Cybersecurity to basically, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I have to say neutral on that one. I'm not sure.
No problem. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat proposed.
Somewhat support. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made, and please just tell me which you agree with more. Statement A or B. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B? Hello?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I couldn't pay. I wasn't on the phone for a split sec. Did you ask something?
Yes. Did you hear me? The statement A or B?
I did not hear that. No, I just picked up the phone. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made, and please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A or B, okay? Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or the second one, statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So which of these do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
First one.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay. And someone agreed with the first one. And I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important. 5 means you think it's somewhat important. And 0 means you don't think it's important at all, okay? The first one, freedom to protest the police or government. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Hello?
Yeah, 10.
Okay, I'm sorry. A commitment to Christian ideals from 0 to 10?
What's a criminal?
A commitment to Christian ideals.
Oh. 0.
0. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10?
Equal access to...
Access to voting, to go vote.
Oh, 10.
10, okay. The right to bear arms from 0 to 10?
It's 2.
2. Immigration to this country from 0 to 10?
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
And the last one, police that treat everyone the same, from 0 to 10.
5.
5, okay. And I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country, and please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, somewhat agree, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all, okay? Just two statements, and we're almost done. We're 89% now. And again, thank you so much for your time. The first one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10... 10 is strongly agree, and 0, not at all.
3.
history. And the last one, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in the higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, I agree with that.
A 7.5.
Yeah, 7, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10, you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number?
8.
8. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? In a few words, please.
The right thing to do.
Okay. Thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. And the last part is just statistical questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
Hardly ever.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Good thing.
Bye.
Sure, bye.